Hi everyone, welcome to Psychedelic Science Conference. We are here to witness an historic event. We have, I think, 11,000 people, attendees, coming to learn more about psychedelic and their benefits and therapeutic use. We're here for the next 3 days intensely, speaking to many leaders in the space and bringing you so much more news and updates. So stay tuned. Hey, hello everyone. This is a quick conversation with my friend Eric Osborne from the Psilocybin Says podcast. As you guys may remember, he's been a podcast guest one time with us already, and this is an incredible moment meeting him in person. Hi, Eric.
Hey, seriously. Yeah, such a pleasure. I really enjoyed our conversations, you know, virtually, and your spirit, your energy confirms what I felt even across the water. So,
thank you so much. And same, likewise. It's just so surreal to meet now in person.
Mm-hmm. Well, this whole thing is surreal. You know, I'm sitting there, Rick Perry's talking, Rick Doblin's boasting Kentucky's new ibogaine treatment that's coming. Like, the fact that we are here celebrating psychedelics publicly like this is incredible. And you know, this has really been a sinking in for me, and I wanted to share this with you as well. I know that you've been in this work for years, and there's a lot of folks that don't get recognized for the depth of the work that they've done, and I think you may be one of them. And so I just really appreciate the journey that's brought you here and helped bring all of us here, and my role in that as well.
Thank you so much. Likewise, extending my gratitude, I think, all of us in this vortex of birthing something incredible in this space. And I know there are lots of us that dedicated, devoted for many years. I can see you're one of them. And I could see that clearly in our conversation on the podcast earlier this year. And it's just incredible to come now to share this space. But as we recognize each other, it kind of reciprocates, and then we rise each other. That's how I see it.
Sure, and that's really, like, isn't that what the medicine itself teaches us, is to heal ourselves and then share that healing with others and help others heal themselves. So support, community, that's really what it's all about. It's wonderful to be a part of this.
So what's your plans for the rest of the conference here?
My plans for the rest of the conference are similar to my plans for the preceding part of the conference, is to go with the flow. I have, through synchronicity, I've already had so many wonderful conversations and encounters, and I just want to continue to trust that, because it's not my MO typically, but I know that when we do that, when we allow the universe to open the path before us, that it's much more beautiful than all we could design ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what the Psilocybin says, right?
That's so much of what Psilocybin says.
Loving your shirt as well. Thanks. Representing. Going future plans, I know you run a sanctuary, and what are the challenges? Is any challenges you're facing right now? Or is it getting better because there's information is now expanding, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely getting easier, but there's also challenges as well. I think with the sanctuary and the religious communities in particular, there's a bit of a hurdle overcoming that resistance to religion that we have because of so much collective trauma. But at the same time, our community is growing so quickly with so many down-to-earth regular people, and folks are curious and see that, and so we're growing pretty quickly and expect twos in the future as well.
Do you know what I love about the sanctuary and then having a community like yours? I love that because it's almost like we are developing and creating our own lineage, and our own, it's almost like bringing in the medicine home rather than one-time clinical experience of healing something or restoring something, or you know, for mental health, then going back home to your normal life. It's more like integrated into the community.
It becomes a part of life. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is a really big conversation, particularly around the interface with indigenous communities, because yes, the indigenous communities have so much to teach us, but there's also, it is our right to take this and make it our own.
Right?
Yes. And so that's, it's a really interesting, and it's humbling, and it's also a little fearful having this right now as one of the founders of Sanctuary. I sometimes struggle with the thought that it might be considered my lineage at some point, you know, like it's humbling and it's also terrifying. And it's also not what I think about. I just think about, we need access to this, to this medicine, to this work. So, but weird place to be in.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So one of my passions that I speak a lot about in our community is that let's take away the figure, like you said, not your lineage. For example, let's take away like me as the front of this thing, but make it our own. Bring your own flavor, your own, you know, the magic into it, and make it a community thing, just like the indigenous lineages, right? That's what, that's why they were really successful, because they made it about the community and integrated it into their daily lives. So let's now build that. Can we make it a success? You know, that's the question, right?
The only way it's going to be a success is as a community. Now, I mean, there will be a success in full private business ventures, but I promise you the long tail on this is self-supplying community of peers who are approaching this from a spiritual perspective. That's the long, it'll be maybe 20 years, but that's where this ship is headed.
Absolutely, just like so many of us, so individual in our journey, in our culture and upbringing and everything, I think all of us will develop along the way a lineage, another indigenous way of...
And it can be more expansive than just, if we can maintain our technological connectivity, then our lineages can intersect, global lineages intersecting immediately. It's, I mean, that's enormous. It's
that's huge to think about, merging together and just,
connect. We can learn from each other, which I pray again, like, and feel confident that this is the direction that we are going in our true understanding and knowing that we are one family, we are one people.
Yeah.
And that's going to eventually extend out into the galaxy, that the life in this universe is just in one.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's always the coherent message from the medicine. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you.
Let's catch up and enjoy the rest of the conference. And I'm sure we'll be seeing each other soon. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Bye.